welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. We're back again with Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And today we're going to talk about meals from the market. Things that we recommend you eat from a farmer's market.
I think Abby wants to say something. Oh, this is Donna, by the way.
It's hard to tell sometimes. Donna, Abby.
Yeah, this is Donna, but Abby might say something. She's right here. So
let's hope.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Well, she does, when we start recording, she does like to come up and be a part of it.
She's trying to get in my lap right now.
So welcome, Abby, to the studio.
Meow.
I think that was a fake meow.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she's helping us out. First, we'd like to say thank you to all of you who are listening and have given us some feedback.
We have been getting some feedback from people, and we appreciate that because sometimes we just feel like we're talking to ourselves. And I do that all the time anyway. It's a sign of genius.
I've heard that.
Yes.
I talk to myself, but I tend to do it just in my mind. I don't verbalize it out loud as much as you do.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of odd.
But I don't think it's odd. It just is different.
It's genius.
Genius. We're going to go with genius. And we have had some great feedback. We had people stop at the market.
We did. It was super cool.
We loved that.
Because one of the things that we try to figure out is, you know, what's our demographic? Who are the people that are interested in what we're doing? And the people that came up to us at the market, it seems like in general, we have a typical customer base, usually people middle age or so, seems like, men and women that are interested in the products we make and what we do. But we had a young couple that came up at the market, a young couple with a baby, and it was just so cool. They said that they listened to our podcast.
And enjoy it.
And enjoy it. I know. It was like, seriously?
I know. Sometimes we do just feel like we're rambling on and on. So it's good to know that someone out there is learning from what we talk about. We appreciate
that. Even though there's a lot of nonsense, but we thank you for telling us that you listen because, you know, we don't need a lot of pats on the back, but it is nice sometimes just to have someone say thank you, and that really makes you feel good. So we appreciate that.
We do. So we're going to talk more about the market and the kinds of things that we offered at the market that we saw other vendors offering at the market. It is the end of June. It's been rainy, so a little bit of an unusual growing season. But we do have things that are fresh from the garden.
Oh, yeah. The market this time of the year is so fun because there are so many vendors, and we just really, we have this bond with the other vendors. It's not, you know, we're competing with each other. Yeah, we all have cucumbers, and right now we all have lots of cucumbers.
It's a good cucumber year.
It's a very good cucumber year. So watch your windows if they're open.
Right, lock your doors. You may have unwanted cucumbers.
Yes. But, so this week we had some very seasonal treats that you won't have, we won't be able to offer fresh very often. And the two big things, I guess we had several nice things. We will have more. Martha brought potatoes this week. Oh my gosh.
She just has the most darling potatoes.
They are delicious.
I have to confess, maybe one box of those didn't make it to the market.
It didn't, yeah. I mean, I tried to hide them from Julia because, you know, she sees those and she's thinking, what can I do with those?
I love potatoes. I absolutely love them.
And we'll talk a little bit later about what she did with them this first round.
So these are those beautiful newly dug potatoes. They're small, probably oh, golf ball size, most of them. Very some tender, a little bigger.
Tender skin.
Yes, thin skin. And Martha has varieties. This time she had boxes of red, white, and blue.
They were beautiful.
A German butterball.
Yeah, she had a German butterball. I don't remember in the red, white, and blue specifically. Right. She has like 13 or 14 different varieties.
But these were just gorgeous, and I couldn't help myself but to snag a box of those for myself.
Okay, so we had those.
Yes.
And we also, I have been picking black raspberries. So wild black raspberries. We are blessed on our land with blackberries and black raspberries. We have a lot of them.
And black raspberries are one of my favorite wild fruits. They take me back to my childhood and my grandma's place. And I just would eat my fill. So I absolutely love those.
I love them too. I remember as a family, we used to go out and pick them. Pick wild black raspberries together, and it just seemed like they were more abundant than what you find now.
It did.
I think a lot of them have been cut out for different reasons, but we have quite a few. We don't have as many as we used to, but we have quite a few. We have a whole lot of blackberries, which are about ready to start ripening. But the black raspberries this year are fabulous because of the rain. They're nice and plump. And
right. Plump, juicy, just full of flavor. They just burst in your mouth with the taste of summer.
Yeah, we love them. And generally, last year they were really small because it was so dry. So I would go out and pick. And, you know, it takes a while to... We have several different places on the property. So I may walk for 10 minutes and get 5 berries and then walk another 5 minutes and get 6 more. So it takes a while. And, you know, when they're little, it takes forever to add up. But this year, last year they were little raisins. This year they are just so nice. So we are actually sharing some this year at the market.
Right. We were able to take some fresh ones.
Yeah, we had a few.
Some half pint containers.
Yeah.
And then we had some of those for ourselves as well.
Yes, we did. And the rest of them we will use. I'm still picking them and probably have another week or two maybe because we still have a lot of green ones. But those will be made into some pie filling probably that we will store over the winter that we'll can that. But most of it, the rest of it, will be made into jam that will go to the market. We've already had people asking, are you going to bring black raspberry jam? And yes, we will.
Yes, and we make a seedless black raspberry jam, so you can look forward to that if you're in the area.
Yes. So those, and the other seasonal item that we usually don't take to market because we're kind of hogs and we eat a lot of garlic. But we had a good garlic crop, and I harvested that this week, early last week, I guess. And so I took some garlic to the market, nice, organic, beautiful garlic that was just delightful. So we did share a little, but I'm not sharing anymore.
But when you took that, one of the things that really came up during that time at the market was that interaction with customers and a discussion about storage of garlic. And this one particular customer wanted to buy up a bunch so she could store it for later. And since it hadn't been picked too long ago, less than a week.
Yeah, it had been about a week.
It was still fresh. So
yeah.
It didn't have that real papery skin
right, yeah,
on the
hadn't,
outside.
Right, yeah, hadn't developed that.
So can you share with our listeners how you go about preparing that and storing garlic for winter use?
We have found a very successful way to keep garlic. We still have garlic from last year.
We do.
That we're using. So I'll let that dry out just a little bit in the garden. I try to, and I went ahead and pulled it last week early because I saw rain in the forecast for several days and it was starting to fall over and it was ready. I could tell it was ready. It wasn't going to get much bigger. So I decided to go ahead and pull it. So I always pull that out of the ground and try to do it when it's a little bit dry because you don't want a whole lot of mud on it. And then I let it set out in the sun and dry out a little bit before I brought it in. And then brush off as much of the dirt as I can. And I have it right now. It's drying out in the basement in a cool, dry place. I have them all spread out. For the market, I went ahead and cut off a lot of the foliage. I cut it down to about 8 inches or so, left about that much of it. Okay, so once I bring those in, I just let those dry out, usually for about 2 weeks, and then I'll cut those off and we wrap them up. I'll cut a lot of the root off so that there's no mud or anything. Get those cleaned up, brush them off, no water or anything like that, of course, because you don't want mold on them. And I just take a light brush and kind of brush that off. And then we buy knee highs, the cheapest knee highs you possibly can find. Put those in, put one down a knee high, tie off a knot, put another one in the knee high, tie off a knot, and do those. Usually I can get 4 or 5 in a knee high, depending on how big they are. And then when we're ready for them, I just hang them somewhere in the basement, and we're ready for them. We just cut them off. And like I said, we're using them from last year. So we've had them stored, probably harvested about the same time. So we have a year old garlic that if we go down and eat it right now, it still tastes just about as good.
It does. And so it's very nice to be able to just, I always call it going shopping in the basement.
Yeah.
And just like Donna said, cut one of those off from the bottom, just below the knot in the knee high. And each head of garlic is stored individually that way. So you can get good circulation.
Good circulation. Yeah, that's the main key. You want to keep them dry and keep the air circulating around them.
But this garlic, I used fresh, so it was still very tender and moist. And as I said earlier, I pulled off one of those boxes of potatoes that Martha brought. We also had herbs at the market. So mm-hmm. there was basil, a very few sprigs of basil left, but I was happy to have them.
Yeah, I could have gotten more.
Well, you could have, but
I was trying to use up.
Right, trying to use. And I did go out and pick some additional Swiss chard because all of yours had sold at the market. But we had more in the garden. So I started with those basic ingredients. And one of the things that we do, usually more so in the winter, but I think we're going to start doing it during the summer with the garden vegetables, is stump the cook. And Donna puts out these random ingredients, or the ingredients this time that we had from the farmer's market. And
well, we sold out of garlic, so I actually had to go down and cut another garlic.
Well, that's true. So we recreated.
We recreated what we had at the market.
Yes. So this was a version of Stump the Cook, where I had to then come up with a meal that at least included all of those items. If you've been on our Facebook page, you see how that turned out. I had chard and basil that I sauteed together and sweetened with a little bit of honey. I roasted the potatoes in a cast iron skillet in butter with the whole garlic cloves. Butter. With the whole garlic cloves scattered around that. And then I also had a couple of peppers that I oven roasted and stuffed with goat cheese and then toasted that with a torch.
We had peppers because our peppers are just now coming on, but we had a couple that had sun scald, so I won't take that to the market. So we eat that ugly stuff.
We
don't care.
We do not
care.
Tastes
the same.
It was a tiny spot. I get why you wouldn't take that to market, but for me in the kitchen, it was like totally no big deal. And I just cut out that tiny little spot and roasted them up, and they were delicious. So we had a vegetarian meal with roasted potatoes and Swiss chard and goat cheese stuffed peppers.
Yum.
You will be seeing future
versions.
Oh, and
for dessert.
Oh,
for dessert.
I forgot about dessert. How could
that was
I forget
like
dessert?
Almost the best part.
Remember those black raspberries?
Yum.
I made a fold-over pie.
Beautiful pie, too.
That is basically just a single crust that you roll out, and you put the filling on half of it, and you fold the top of the crust over the other half and seal it up.
And it had little flowers around it.
I put little flowers on it because I like pretty food.
Yeah.
So that was fun, and it was a
you know, I'm going to have to say it was a pretty good.
It was very good.
Pretty good black raspberry pie.
It was.
So
it was delicious.
We did. We enjoyed dessert and had a very fresh meal.
We did. And I think that's one of the things that makes the farmer's market unique. So those of you who attend the farmer's market, thank you for doing that, because the people who are growing the food are excited about it and they want to tell you about it and they can help you learn how to prepare it. If you don't know, I have tried new dishes from some of the other vendors. First Fruits Homestead brings some different vegetables that we don't grow. So we buy stuff from them and try some of their stuff. And it's just fun.
It is fun.
So know your grower.
Yes. And we can talk to the other growers, and our customers talk to us about how we grow things, what we do or don't spray on our vegetables. And it just really is a good time. So my goal then is to figure out how to cook that and how to share different ways to basically feed your family good, wholesome food.
The customer that bought the garlic, and she ended up coming back and buying all the rest of it, I was excited because she wanted to know what varieties the garlic was. I mean, she asked me, okay, so do you know what variety this is? I was so excited to be able to tell her.
Talk about a thrill for a gardener.
Oh my goodness.
That was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. So as we go on, you're going to hear more and more about what we're growing and what I'm cooking, how we eat, and really all things around the farm.
Yeah.
So
lots going on.
There is a lot going on. And I think we've probably rattled on and bent your ear long enough for this podcast.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.